This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hi, everyone. Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley social media team. And this week, we're focusing in on mental health, specifically maternal mental health and the perinatal mood disorders that can arise even while a woman is pregnant or in the postpartum period. And to talk about that today, I'm joined by a patient of ours who is going to kind of open up about that journey that she faced and how she was able to connect to some help for that. So Amanda, I want to let you have a moment to kind of introduce yourself and just tell us about, you know, your motherhood journey so far.
Okay, thanks, Gabby. So I'm Amanda and I am a stay-at-home mom. I have three young girls who are very spirited and stubborn. And then I have a very supportive husband, and we've been together almost 7 years now, married almost 7 years. We welcomed our first daughter in May of 2019. And then we had identical twin girls in April of 2021. I have been a part of the perinatal mood and anxiety disorder group with Tracy McKinnis from IU Health since June of 2021. And that group has become invaluable to me because I have learned a lot. I have connected with fellow moms who are suffering from a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder, which for short, Tracy calls it PMADS. And I have realized just how common they are and that there's such a broad scope of these disorders that affect women both during pregnancy and postpartum.
Yeah, that is for sure. And yeah, that's something that I hope we can shed light on today, that there are so many ways that these mood disorders can manifest in new moms and women who are pregnant. So important to get that out there. I know I heard you say that your daughters are spirited. I have a very spirited 16-month-old, so I know how that goes. Yeah. But due to their ages, you mentioned, you know, having twins and having a daughter who's a little bit older, not too much older than them. So what was that like for you? There was so much going on in the world with COVID and perhaps, you know, isolating to be safe, but how did that play into how you were feeling at that time balancing three kids?
Yeah. So COVID, you know, like everybody, it's affected, you know, everybody, no matter what you did, no matter what life was like before, it's changed our normal. And so for me, it's, you know, been around since my youngest daughter, just before she turned one, because she turned one in May of 2020 when the world was shut down. And my husband was first let go and then lost his job that he had been at for over 10 years. And he was in management due to COVID, you know, and budget cuts in around that time, May of 2020. And so, you know, we were just kind of hunkered down and navigating life with a one-year-old and everything that, you know, came with that. But also with COVID, there wasn't, you know, we weren't able to have a birthday party for her. We weren't able to, you know, celebrate milestones and introduce her to all the family members that we wanted to, just to be safe. We just kind of made it work that summer and made the best of it. And it was clear though, after that, like COVID wasn't going away. And then in September of 2020, we found out we were pregnant, and that was shocking in and of itself. That was a surprise. And then to find out we were having twins, very, very early on in that pregnancy was even more shocking. And quite honestly, I was more terrified than excited. We had a really small circle of people that we were socializing with. So there wasn't a lot of support, I guess, that had it not been for COVID, we would have had from other family, friends, and everything else. And that pregnancy for me was incredibly difficult. I was sick a lot. I was very just on edge, not sure how everything was going to work out. At this point, my husband still wasn't able to find a job. Our twins, that pregnancy was, because they were twins, then they were, we found out they were identical and all that. They were what they call monochorionic diamniotic twins, which means it's a fancy word for they shared a placenta. So they needed a lot of extra monitoring throughout the pregnancy. So I was going to my regular OB appointments. Most of them I had to go to alone because of the COVID, visitor restrictions. And then I had to go to Riley downtown for those appointments biweekly throughout the pregnancy to just monitor their growth and progress. Downtown, like I said, at Riley for maternal fetal medicine specialists alone, which was also very scary and isolating.
And for someone that hasn't had to walk that path before, I want to just kind of elaborate on, right? I imagine if you have a high risk pregnancy or just something where it's being really monitored, you might be really nervous for those appointments, right? Like when you're going Absolutely. In to get an update. So there's anxiety associated with an upcoming checkup.
Exactly. So, you don't know what they're going to say. We found out, like I said, early on that they were sharing the placenta, and that could come with all kinds of risks as far as one growing too much, the other one not growing enough, one hogging all the nutrients, like literally, every 2 weeks, like it was a waiting game basically. And for most of those vital appointments, my husband was not able to come. So he was, he was literally out in the car for a couple of the first ones because I was so scared and just anxious and everything else.
Yeah. And so at this point, were you feeling, everything you're describing for anyone, I think, would evoke some anxiety. Did you start feeling like, wow, this is getting to be a lot? Or was it more once the babies arrived that you felt kind of like a change in yourself or thinking, okay, this is kind of heightened now?
Right. So it was a little bit of both. Honestly, looking back, knowing what I know now, it's kind of those hindsight is 2020 type of a thing. I was definitely struggling far more than I let on to anyone, including my husband. Early on, I was afraid of miscarriage because I actually experienced two miscarriages prior to our first daughter being born. So anybody, of course, who's been through that knows how anxiety provoking a second pregnancy, a subsequent pregnancy is. But, knowing that they were twins and that it was even more complex than just a singleton pregnancy, like I was constantly afraid that, something was going to go wrong with one or both of them. And I just kind of kept like putting it down, burying it deep and taking everything one day at a time. And literally just focusing on each day and making it through each day of the pregnancy. And, it was hard, and I was, very emotional, but also very guarded about it. I didn't exactly even know, like, there were so many emotions that came with it. Anxiety, of course, being the most obvious and the most recognized even by myself, like just, it was terrifying. And I wish I had been more open, and I wish I had known more, because it is a lot for anybody, and it was a very scary time. And once I got, to the second trimester, and even in the middle of the second trimester, I was just constantly afraid I was going to go into preterm labor, because that's also very common with a multiple pregnancy. So,
yeah, it's just kind of one thing after another, right? You would get through yes. one concern and something else would pop up. And
right.
So, you make it to that finish line, you're able to carry your twins and welcome them into the world. And as you set into like a new routine at home with them,
yes.
What happened there as you were trying to be like, okay, this is our new rhythm. This is how I get by with three kids. How did that all turn out for you?
So at this point, in April of 2021, I delivered the twins, and I was 35 and a half weeks, which was very good. And they were both almost 6 pounds. One was 6 pounds, one was 5 pounds, 14 ounces. So,
okay, that's amazing.
they were very healthy babies, thankfully. And I'm still just blown away by that and so grateful for that. And because of, I think that, like, they luckily didn't have a NICU stay. They came home with us, you know, 3 days postpartum. And at that point I was just incredibly, like, relieved and exhausted and in so much physical pain. I had this was my second C-section. So, I was also grateful that this C-section went well, because my oldest daughter's C-section did not go well. I had some complications with that, some birth trauma, which is a term I know now. And it's, so, you know, I felt once I got home that, like, mentally, because I didn't have the complicated, you know, emergency C-section with them, they didn't need a NICU stay, which is incredibly rare for babies born at 35 and a half weeks, especially twins. So I just felt like great for the first, you know, couple weeks, other than just the obvious physical exhaustion and pain. But I realized after a few weeks postpartum, probably like a month, I was just very withdrawn. I was afraid to accept help from anybody but my mom and my sister-in-law at the time, because neither one of them were working. So I felt like they were, quote unquote, safe as far as the COVID concerns were for me. And, you know, but I was afraid to kind of leave the house. I was afraid to take a break. I was afraid of the twins getting sick at all. And then I still had my 23-month-old at home that I was worried about, that was trying to adjust to this life of having two baby sisters out of nowhere. Because there was no way we could prepare her at that age. There just isn't. So I worried, like, am I being a good mom? Am I, like, harming them and keeping them in too much? Am I exposing them too much? And I literally didn't, like, take them out of the house hardly. Like, it was extremely isolating and emotional. And I kind of tried to just bury that a little bit yet again. But then when I went to my 6-week post-op checkup, I have my OB with IU Health is Dr. Blair Dina, and she truly is amazing. She was amazing all throughout my pregnancy with the twins. And she's been amazing every step of the way through this journey, as much as she can be. So I asked her for help finally at that appointment. And she gave me a prescription for Zoloft, which is a really common anti-anxiety medication. I left that appointment that day, and I distinctly remember, like, she had given me Tracy's info. She said, there's a support group for other moms. I think maybe you should talk to Tracy McInnes with IU Health. And she's a program coordinator for them for moms with perinatal mood and anxiety issues. And, you know, just have a conversation, see if she's somebody that, you know, you might click with, or you might be able to get some resources from. So I gladly took her information, and Tracy called me a day or two after my appointment with Dr. Dina, and we had a great quick conversation. And I was in group that next Monday. The groups that Tracy holds are every Monday morning via Zoom. And I just remember going to that first Zoom meeting. I was in my car, so I could, you know, focus. My husband was with all of our kids, and I was in my car, you know, alone, so I could just truly be present for this and get the most out of it that I could. I was kind of, like, hesitant, like, okay, this is maybe gonna help. I don't know, but it's worth a shot. And I love that it was on Zoom because it's not like I had to drive anywhere or, you know, find a babysitter per se, because it's a very laid back, relaxed group that Tracy facilitates. So I decided I was going to attend the group first before I filled that prescription from Dr. Dina. And that first group meeting, I just remember sitting in my car in tears because I knew I had found a release. I had found people that got it, a place that I didn't have to feel quote unquote crazy or irrational or any of the other words that, you know, you kind of put in your own head when you're going through something like this with a mental mental health issue. And I just felt so validated and relieved, and I wasn't alone anymore. So
first of all, I'm just so glad that your OB was able to refer you to the group and that you had access to something like this. What do you think it was about talking to these other moms that was so, I don't know if the word is refreshing or just, like you said, validating? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you might talk to a family member or something, but unless they've felt the same way, it might be difficult for them to understand what you're going through.
Right. So, I immediately connected with a lot of the mom's stories. There's, on any given week, there's typically like 4 to 5 other moms. A lot of us have been in this group for, you know, 6 months to a year at this point. You just, you know, when you hear someone else that is going through the same thing as you, and you can just sit there and listen to their story and kind of nod your head, you know, yes, like, I get it. You know, I've had that, and like, that feeling, and I've had that experience. And then when Tracy, who has been in this work for almost 20 years, can tell you a little bit as to maybe why you're experiencing these things. It's all chemical, it's hormonal, it's something that happens, it's something that's incredibly common. Prior to the pandemic, I know Tracy had said, you know, about 1 in 5 moms experience some level of a perinatal mood and anxiety disorder. And, you know, now that we're, I don't want to say we're out of the pandemic, but we're in a much better place. That number is estimated to be about 1 in 3, moms experiencing one of these issues. And, so that's, you know, very powerful in and of itself to know that this isn't just happening to you. This doesn't mean that you weren't ready to be a mom, or that you're not going to be a good mom, or that, you know, any of those other really intrusive, difficult things that come to mind are true or are the case. It's something that happens, and there is a way through it. There's a way out of it. Motherhood is rough, though. I mean, there's no manual that comes with that when you bring that baby home. And there's always going to be hard days and there's going to be tears. But the main thing to know with this group is, you know, there's risk factors for having perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, and understanding some of those and, you know, how I can relate and how I'm in a lot of those risk factor categories, made everything a little bit clearer, and it made me more apt to like be able to start conversations with my husband about what I really was feeling, and, you know, how he could help, or how I just needed him to listen, and how I don't exactly know what's wrong all of the time. I just know that, you know, I knew there was something wrong, and I need to be open about it. I need to talk about it because he's my, you know, he's my partner. He's my support person. And you have to open up to them at least. You know, everybody needs
somebody, and it's just, for me, it's my husband, but I mean, a family member, a friend, fellow moms, whomever, just to get that kind of conversation going and started. And that group taught me how to do this as well. And I still attend, and it's been almost a year, and I still have my very rough anxiety days, and I have my mom rage as well that I'm dealing with. I just, you know, it's kind of a flip of the switch. You can be great, and then something small just sets you off, and it's hard, and I'm dealing with it, and I am taking meds now. I have, you know, filled that prescription from the doctor, and I have my, you know, 1 year postpartum check here pretty soon, and I am looking to get off the medication. I feel like I can do that in time, gradually, with my physician's help, since she has been, she wrote the prescription for the medication to begin with. But yeah, it's just, it's incredibly validating and helpful and freeing to have other people that can help you feel less isolated and that can give you some answers when you don't know where to turn or find the answers for yourself.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I'm glad to hear that you feel like you're doing better and that you have that support. And just because you've been through this, I would love to hear what you would like to say. Let's say there's a new mom listening to this episode of the podcast and, you know, feeling some of those emotions that you were referring to. Perhaps it's the anxiety or rage that comes about, or the depressive feelings. What do you want to say to that person if they don't quite know what to do or how to define what's going on with them?
Yeah. So I would say, just listen to yourself, listen to your gut. What your gut instinct is telling you is, it's there for a reason, and don't try to suppress it, and don't say, oh, you know, this is just a season, I'll get, you know, past it, it's nothing to worry about. Talk to your physician, talk to your husband or your support partner or a close friend, because, you know, help is out there. And it is okay to not be okay. It's normal, especially during your pregnancy, when everything, your body is not your own. And, you know, you don't necessarily know, is this normal as far as being, you know, just pregnancy hormones, or is this something more? And if you notice yourself withdrawing at all from things you used to enjoy, that, you know, it's probably time to at least talk to somebody and keep that communication line open, and, you know, let your doctor in on it, because that's what they're there for. You know, you're not bothering them. You don't have to wait until you're, you know, hysterical and having really, a really, really horrible time, to reach out for help and to have some guidance and support in place so that it doesn't get to that, you know, hopefully it doesn't get to the really severe cases that it can, and, you know, that do happen sometimes. So reach out to your family, your support people, use them, use your physicians, message them, call them, whatever it takes. Because with help, you can be, you know, you again. And it's an awesome feeling, and it's not something that happens overnight, and it's not something that's just going to correct itself or fix itself. And it's awesome if you are pregnant and are kind of feeling like this may be an issue, to have that in place, so that way when you go into the postpartum phase, which is really rough for everyone for a variety of reasons, that you already have that support plan in place. And I wish I would have known about this group sooner and been more open with my physician sooner, because I probably would have found Tracy during my pregnancy rather than, you know, 6 weeks after. And I think I would have had a lot better and smoother postpartum road, really. And for myself, my kids, and my husband. But, you know, you don't need to suffer in silence or struggle and, you know, bury that struggle.
Yeah, that is so true. And I love what you said, that you can get back to feeling like you, and how great of a feeling that can be. So Amanda, thank you so much for just opening up about this. I think that your words, your story can really help somebody else out there.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me and for listening to my story. And I'm hoping it does help someone.